that the architect was Spanish.
Okay.
But they do have their own, like, every, you know, like, Homewood has got its little shopping area in Mount Brook and then Vestavia.
The black areas do too.
Yeah.
So where do the,
On the airport.
The rest of the rich people live in?
Good talk. That's it.
Where do most of the other people live than the normal people?
That's it too.
Middle-class neighborhoods are there?
Well, middle-class neighborhoods, there's middle-class neighborhoods in each of those suburbs.
Okay.
Which is a good surprise.
So in other words, it's really kind of a cluster of, you've got many suburbs and they've got all strata within the suburb, huh? So does that mean that if I were a middle-class living in the Homewood section, I'm a little more socially elite than the middle-class who lives in one of the other sections since it's identified with?
No, it's just tough. I say that the Mountain Brook people think that they're...
But if I were middle-class living in Mountain Brook, would I be a better middle-class than...
Probably.
Okay.
You think so.
What about some, tell me about Birmingham. I mean, be the public, be the Chamber of Commerce for me. What kind of well-known things are there in Birmingham if I want to visit there that I want to see?
Okay, well, everybody should go see Vulcan. No one has ever heard of Vulcan. Have you ever heard of Vulcan?
No.
I can't believe that. No one ever has. Because Birmingham's got one of the largest iron ore deposits in the world. And so I think it's France who gave Vulcan the goddess steel to...
Is
that a statue? Yes, it's a statue. And on Vulcan, you know, you can tell about history and stuff like that.
Where's that located?
In the center of Birmingham. And it's, you know, that's just Vulcan's holding up a torch, like the Statue of Liberty, but it's Vulcan. He's got, you know, whatever iron, whatever thing, so it's symbolized by in his hand. And the torch, if it's red, that means that there's no traffic fatality on the road. And if it's green, that means that it's ahead. And then you'd have to go see Vulcan. And then we have a zoo.
Good zoo.
And that's good. We have an art center there, a museum, concert.
Same complex with the zoo?
Yeah.
Is there an arts complex or something in the downtown or a pavilion or something?
Yeah, well, there's the Civic Center.
Civic Center?
That's fairly new. Then there's like the museum, which is near a municipal auditorium, which is downtown, near the park. Which are Wilson Park.
Anything else well-known places or parks or something? Parks have any special names that the outsider might not recognize?
The outside.
That an outsider first comes to the city, is it called Birmingham Park or are there some kind of...
Oh, well, no, like it's Woodrow Wilson Park and there's...
But I know Woodrow Wilson.
That's the place you get mugged.
Oh, is that the place you get mugged?
Yeah.
If you're flying home from New York, or if you're flying from New York to your home, where would your plane land?
In Birmingham Airport.
Airport?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a municipal airport?
Mm-hmm.
How far out of Birmingham is it?
Oh, gosh. I guess it's in Birmingham.
What would be the difference between an airport and an airfield?
An airfield? Well, in my lake house, they have an airfield. It's like an open field.
Where?
We have a lake house.
Oh, you have a lake house?
Yeah.
Is it near Birmingham Lake?
No, it's south, southern part of Alabama. But no, an airfield probably like private planes and no big tower. I'm sure you have had a tower.
If you were driving in from out of state, what road would you come in on?
From out of state?
Mm-hmm. To Birmingham, what road would you come in?
Which depends on where I'm coming from.
Well,
from Atlanta, I'd be coming on I-20, Interstate 20, and then from
Interstate 20?
Yeah.
Okay. From north, you're coming where?
North, I-65.
Where might you stop along Interstate?
Gas stations.
What else?
Restaurants. Hotels. Well, motels. Actually.